What's going on, my man? How, you know, I don't know how we should start this episode off. I really don't. I don't know what to say to you because I don't know if I should say what's on your shirt, Christmas, or I don't know if I should say something else that may offend some people.
Are you insinuating that I celebrate Kwanzaa?
No, I'm actually insinuating that you and I are the Grinches.
Oh, whoa. Absolutely. Merry Grinchmas to you, sir. That says Grinchmas on it. So,
Tricked
yes.
me.
Okay. This is
As above, so below. I feel
There
you.
you go. Okay. Yeah, there's no mistake about that. This is all Grinch all day. This is the Grinch edition of the Bank Bro Show. So, yeah. I'm Team Grinch all day.
There we go, man. Here, you know what? Merry Grinchmas, my brother.
Merry Grinchmas, sir. And to all a good Grinch.
Man, I'm in Michigan.
Still in Michigan, huh? How's it going out there?
Yeah, I'll be here. Oh, man, I love it, man. You know, it's home. I'll be here for maybe 4 or 5 more days.
Okay, you got a nice trip then.
Yeah, man. I'm off work until the 6th. So,
Hell yeah. Very
yeah, I've
nice.
just
I'm
been
off work the
chilling.
rest of the week myself, so definitely been chilling. Today was all electronics hookup and cleaning and just, recovering from the holiday spirit that has washed over everybody in the last few days here. So, how's it going in Michigan with the family? Everything good with the Christmas celebrations?
Oh man, I love it, man. No, I got in town yesterday. Me and my brothers was just kicking it, watching the NBA game. And I brought my Xbox, so we just been playing video games, man. We
That's the best.
wanted to do so we're gonna control three guys on offense, the quarterback, running back, and receiver, and then three
Okay.
guys on defense, a corner, linebacker, and a safety.
Nice.
We tried to do it in NCAA, but we couldn't because of the certain settings, because we wanted to also be like a created team.
Oh, sure.
So, you know, bring the fantasy out of it. So we couldn't. So we're switching over to Madden. So I got a quarterback and a safety, and then my brothers, one of them has a running back and a linebacker. The other one has a corner and a receiver. So,
Okay.
yeah. So we're gonna run basically co-op franchise mode.
Man.
Threes. It's gonna be fun.
That reminds me of like Christmases for me growing up with my cousins, and you've met them all. So, like the brothers
Yeah.
and the cousins, but it wasn't Madden, it was Mortal Kombat.
I was gonna say it's
Always.
either Mortal Kombat or WWE.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. WWE all the time, too. But it got real intense with Mortal Kombat 2 or Street Fighter 2. Either one. We were adept at both.
Oh,
But
goats.
it was fighting games all the time. We won the tournaments all the fucking time, every Christmas, every Thanksgiving. That's just making memories.
Man, it was with me and my cousins, it was always Super Smash Bros.
Oh my God, yes.
It was
Any day.
always that
Y'all can
Melee.
always get this work on Super Smash Bros. I'm letting y'all know right
I
now.
swear, man. I swear. One day you'll get the work. It's okay. You'll just be patient. You'll get it.
Many have tried, sir. Many have tried. Only a few can say
Many
they've gotten one on me. That's my game.
of which are not Rizzy schemes.
Oh, we'll
No.
see. We'll see if it translates over to the fighting stuff because your ass all about
No,
the sports.
yeah, I know you are definitely way more compy in those type of games. I
Lived it.
remember I couldn't even get past the first stage of Mario. I forgot what Mario it was. Remember at your old crib, we were
Oh,
playing
that's
Mario?
right. Yeah, I forgot
And I
about
was
that. You
getting
did
destroyed.
struggle.
And I was getting destroyed. I don't know what it was, but you were zipping through that bitch like you played that shit yesterday.
All the time, man. Like, and that's the thing. I barely ever pick up Mario games anymore. I can't remember the last one I've
Yeah.
even played all the way through. It's
That's what I'm
just,
saying.
it's natural.
Seems like you just played it yesterday.
Yeah, I probably did at that
Yeah.
point. And
Yeah.
yeah, man, those natural little twitch instincts, you never really lose that shit. That's
Man,
old school NES.
even that fucking Crash Bandicoot game that your nephew was playing.
Oh, yeah. See?
There you go, I won first.
Easy one. If it's platforming, if it's something that has old school mechanics to it, I'm probably gonna be pretty good at it.
Yeah,
That's just
I
my
feel that.
generation. That's all it
Yeah,
is. But that's also why I
that's
can't play Madden or 2K or anything. The skills have surpassed myself, it's unique. That's why I don't play like Fortnite and shit now or like any like new first person shooter games, Call of Duty. I can't keep up with the shit anymore. I used to be, GoldenEye and Halo, they don't go that fast, so you
right.
it's a
Yep.
little more about the accuracy and skill, but these games now, you gotta have like ADD just going into it, just so your
Yeah.
brain keeps up with the speed of it. And I'm like, once I was playing that shit and just getting wrecked every fucking round, I was like, I have aged out of this genre, so I'm gonna
Yeah.
go start focusing on single player games, story mode shit, adventure, just
RPG
fuck
shit.
RPG shit. Fuck all the rest of this shit. Y'all can compete all you want. Got that blood pressure and skyrocketing and shit. I'm not the one,
No,
man.
for real, bro. I mean, like, damn, I'm chopped. What was I gonna say?
That's how he started it. Oh my God. Oh,
Fuck.
it's too funny. Did you get anything exciting for a gift at all?
I did actually.
What'd you get?
My mom got me a couple of things. She got me this it's like an alarm clock slash LED light slash Bluetooth music player type of
I've been
thing.
looking into those. I was actually gonna get one for myself pretty soon.
Yeah.
Like the rising alarm clock that's like what's like the sunset on you, but not like overly bright. But
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, so she got me one of those, which is
That's
gonna be
dope.
real useful. I'm gonna use that a lot because I'm
Hell yeah.
tired of the iPhone alarm. God damn, I hate
Oh,
that.
that's
Fuck.
bad for you anyway.
Yeah. And then my mom got me this. It's like it's labeled as a podcast like accessory mic,
Oh,
but
okay.
it hooks up to your phone and like it you can do cool things on there with your voice and stuff, and
Nice.
it's good for recording. So I'm gonna mess with that, see how I can use that.
Hell
What
yeah.
else did I get? Oh, my brother got me one of my brothers got me a silent basketball so I could dribble that shit inside the house and not
A
make any noise.
silent basketball?
Yeah,
That's a
he
thing.
got me and my other brother a silent basketball, yeah. And my loft has really high ceilings, so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna put up a basketball rim and just invite people over to get this work.
Wear
Invite
like
people over
fucking
to get this
slippers and
work.
socks and a silent basketball and have a silent basketball court in his loft.
Just breaking a sweat every day. Just sweating balls.
Fucking downstairs here is gonna be like, how many cats does he own? Sounds like a
Yeah,
dozen up there. But all it is just squeaks and squeaks. There's just no actual sound. I want to know how a silent basketball works. That's intriguing.
man, I should bring it in here and dribble
I mean, shit.
it.
That's I've never heard that shit in my life. That's
But then
crazy. That's
the listeners aren't gonna be able to hear
that,
it.
I know, right?
See, guys, I just
Yeah,
dribbled
that might be
it.
right. That might be something, some visual content for future social media avenues for us.
Yeah, I'll bring it out in the future. I'll bring it out in the future.
There you go.
One day
Nice.
I'll just hit play on my end, and you'll just see me
Right.
shooting around.
Right. Like,
Like, the
what's he doing?
fuck?
That's dope. Those are some good gifts. That's knowing
Hell
your
yeah, man.
audience.
Got some solid gifts, man.
Hell yeah.
Honestly, this year I didn't do too much of the giving. I'll
Yes, I'm gonna do a
be
lot more
honest.
taking than giving. I respect
Yeah,
that.
I did a whole lot more taking this year, and
Hey, you deserve it.
I guess I did because I don't feel guilty.
No, nor should you. Shit.
No,
Fuck
hell
yeah, dude.
no. I do not feel
Hell no.
guilty.
Hell no.
Yeah, no, feels great though.
That's dope.
How was your Christmas, man? What'd you end up getting? Tell me about your gifts. Tell me about what you got your kids and all
Oh
that.
my God, dude. So these kids, with the new job and everything the wife been I have been working on this year, we really wanted to make sure they had like the best fucking Christmas of all time. And we've been putting bugs in their ears and we've been listening to them. And I know what they've been working for and saving up for and things that they really wanted. And so we ended up getting the kids just a shit ton of stuff. And we even made them cry. That's how big these gifts were and shit. The biggest thing, I won't go through the whole list, but the biggest things was for Sully. He was like adamant all year long. He was going to end this year getting some kind of VR set. He needed a MetaQuest more than life itself. And I said, okay, I'll make you a deal. We said this like, I think last Christmas. I was like, if you save up, it's like $300 for those things. If you save up half by doing chores, doing good on your homework, getting, things turned in, we'll give you some money for that. If we can get consistent with it and we're not losing our money because we had a problem with misplacing things all the time. Just, I'm a bank bro. So if we're missing money, I'm not happy about it. So the kid saved up all year long. All year long. And he wasn't quite there. He maybe like over $100 or so. But the wife and I were like, you know what? Let's reward that. He saved up. He was disciplined with it. So you know what? Here's your MetaQuest. He got the MetaQuest and he gets to keep his money. So yeah, he burst into tears. That was a nice feeling. Cause I'm just like, damn, man. Like you could tell how bad he really wanted that. And for Sid, it was like I said, she's trying to be a teenager way too fucking fast, but Sully got his cell phone a couple years ago, a year ago now or so, about 1 year. And with her, she's always been a little more advanced. She's always been more social media adept, even though I don't want her to be and all that shit. So the older they get, I understand I gotta be a little more lenient when it comes to phones being a part of normal everyday life. We got our phone.
She's going to get a phone one way or the other.
Exactly.
It might as well come from you.
It might as well come for us. So we got her a phone. She had no idea what's going to happen. She burst into tears too. So I was like, wow, they lost their fucking minds. The nice thing about those phones is parental controls. I love the parental controls, putting time limits on them. And like, oh, sorry. Anytime minutes after 7 p.m. Oh, only got an hour left. Sorry.
Sorry, bro. I got to hang up.
Right, gotta go. Sorry. I love it. So it was great. She got a new bed as well. She's been dying for a new bed. Old stupid one she had from years ago falling apart. We finally got her a new bed, so she loved that. Here's the kicker when it comes to me, because I planted these seeds a while back. In my home, there's always been a war. Every time the kids come home from school, because Sully, especially now, because Sully gets home from school an hour earlier because he's in middle school now. So he starts earlier, he ends earlier. She's there, you know, about an hour later. Whenever he gets home, first thing he wants to do is play Xbox. Can I play with my friends on Xbox? Can I play with my friends on Xbox? And we have the Xbox on the main TV in the living room, like you know.
Yep.
That's it. That's been my shit, but it's cool him playing it. Normally he plays until she gets home, and then we kind of do like a rotation, like, you know, she likes to watch her shows. Everyone's always fighting over the living room TV. Keep in mind, I bought them their own televisions a couple years ago, but it doesn't matter because they're not the living room TV, whatever. So in my head, I'm like, these kids are trying to kill each other for this damn TV every fucking day. And I was sick of it. I was done. So I went to Rach and I was like, the real problem is the Xbox. Is he wants to game. She also wants to game, but she can use a Nintendo Switch and like still do some of those cross-platform games. That's how they play is Minecraft and shit anyway that you can do cross. So I'm like, if we can somehow get him an Xbox, we can give her his Switch. And then everyone has their own system in their own room and no one's arguing. And then I said, you know what? Instead of just buying another Xbox, the same thing, why don't we just upgrade mine? Because I had the Series S. I'm like, we could just finagle that into a Series X, give him the old S, and
everyone's
then
happy.
Everyone's happy. I got a Series X for Christmas. Boom. I love it. I love it. Thank you. It's I would have had one when I got the S, but that was back when the X's were like impossible to find. So
wait,
I had to wait.
2 terabytes?
I got the two terabyte. So lots of space. That 4K shit is amazing. Oh my God. So I finally have like an adult system now, and war is over at Christmas time in my house. Everyone's happy. And that kid got a VR set and an Xbox in one day. So once I hit him with that bomb saying like, hey, because I did it real slick. I, like, cracked open, and I saw the Xbox, and I just said, okay, I'm going to have a speech now. And then I told him that whole thing I just told you, like, I'm sick of the war. I think you should do this, and you should do this. And they're both like, okay, deal, sweet. And I said, cool, because this is my new fucking Xbox. And just ran around the fucking room.
This dude had a whole WWE monologue in the middle of the ring.
Yes.
To let his children know. He bought himself an Xbox.
Yes!
You should have recorded it. You should have recorded it.
I really should have. I was so in the moment.
I don't think you understand how iconic that moment was. Just me listening to it and visualizing it.
I had practiced that speech in my head because I was like, I feel like I'm getting an Xbox. I don't know, but there are hints and signs here and there. So I had that speech practiced in my head for days, for days. If you get that Xbox, here's what you're going to tell them. And yes, I stood up and it was just me in the middle of my living room floor, surrounded by Christmas wrap everywhere, making that fucking speech. It was I should have had a spotlight on me. It was glorious. And the kids lost their mind. They're like, yeah, that's the crazy. I mean, you would think I won a championship. Like, oh my God, man. It was one of my proudest moments. You talk about dad shit. That was one of my proudest moments as a dad. And I had to justify myself making a large purchase. That's it. It was, you would think I bought a pony or something or a new car. It was an Xbox. Oh. I had to do all that to buy myself an Xbox.
Bro, that shit's fucking amazing.
Dad life, man. It's dad life. It's dad life at Christmas time. And y'all wonder why I'm a Grinch. It's because I got to put on this dog and pony show every fucking year, man. And I got to outdo myself every fucking year, man. My pockets are hurting.
This year, he said, fuck it. I'm getting the Xbox.
That's exactly right. Dude, damn Skippy Dippy. That's exactly what the logic was. Why the fuck shouldn't I get an Xbox? I'm busting my ass. I just got this fucking job. Like, are you kidding me? This has been my year. I deserved it, and I earned it, and I got mine.
He said,
Merry
and I bought
fucking
you that.
Christmas.
And I bought you that.
That's right. Like, what? Greatest Christmas. I even went to a survey putting them to bed that Christmas night, and I said, on a scale of 1 to 10, how great was this Christmas? And they both went, Dad, it was a 75. It was the greatest Christmas ever. And I said, go the fuck to sleep. And then I had a very holly jolly evening later that night. Later that night.
You're like, wait, you said a bad word.
At that point, yo, by that point, I'm sure I was at least six whiskeys deep. My God.
So he probably did.
I probably, he probably did.
Was like, hey, go the fuck to bed.
Go the fuck to bed. I was dead tired, man. This Christmas was exhausting, but it was great. I mean, parties. We went to a couple parties, went to the in-laws. Always a good time. Great food. Lots of whiskey. Lots of sports talk. Lots of bullshit talking. And yeah, it was a great time, man.
Hell yeah. Sounds
Hell
like a
yeah.
Great time, man.
That's right. I'm trying to think what else I even got for gifts. But like, yeah, the Xbox is probably the biggest one. I mean, she got me this really sweet, like, Lego Polaroid camera, like a full-ass model. So I was like, shit, I love that. I used to love
it. Like an actual Polaroid camera?
Yeah, that's made out of Lego. It's a whole set. I know,
damn.
Right? I was like, that's like a conversation piece. I love it.
Damn.
Yeah, man. So
did you put it together yet?
No, not yet. Man, I've been in a coma for like 24 hours, man. This, again, once Christmas was done, I like passed out my bed. I think I slept for like 13 hours. I was done. The driving around, the baked goods, and the eating everything in sight. Just, oh my God. I was exhausted. But other shit happened this Christmas holiday weekend as well, including fantasy football. So before I get into the show, I just wanted to recap my playoff scenario in fantasy football, because we didn't talk about it last week, but I was in a predicament with fantasy that almost may have cost me my marriage if it went the way I thought it was going to. But I had playoff games in two fantasy leagues, our Scarf League, the Family League, of course, and the Vault League, which you guys have heard on the show. And your boy Rizzy was in the playoffs as well. So you and I were like, we had our work cut out for us going against the two most dominant teams in the league. And the Scarf League, I was in the championship. Unfortunately for me, I was against my wife in both games. Both games. Now, keep in mind, my wife has never won a fantasy football championship in her life. She couldn't even name you five football players. But she's gotten close. She's had pretty good seasons. Don't know how she does it, but she has done it. And this year, pretty dominant year in the Vault League. She was on a hot streak, like 9 in a row and shit. So it wasn't a surprise. In the championship in the Scarf League, I was like, I had a better team than I did in the Vault League. I felt pretty good about that. But I was thinking, I'm going to be on the couch if this goes well and I end both her seasons in one fucking swoop. I don't think I can recover from that sexually. So I was on pins and needles this past weekend. And fortunately for me, we split the series. Now in the Vault League, I made it fucking close because I thought I was done. I even was going to make like a premature post about the finals. I was already eliminated, but I had the Packers defense last and I was only down by 22. And I was like, well, the Falcons had like 25 defensive points. So I'm not going to just throw in the towel yet. I made it fucking interesting. Packers got me like 17. I was like, whoa, I almost beat you backwards in this game. That would have been the weirdest playoff. No. I said it just like that. And I meant it like that. Because I was like, that would have been so, so messed. I would have felt bad about that win, if anything, a little bit. But she ended up winning. She is in the Vault League finals, her first finals. Then we're going to get into that in just a second. But as for me, back-to-back Scarf League champion. Thank you very much. The champ is still here. Number one and number two on this fucking trophy, this beautiful heavyweight trophy that I love so much. Oh, it's so beautiful. It's going to sit right behind me, reminding everybody that I fucking kick ass at fantasy football. And if you didn't know, now you know, folks. That's what it's all about. Look at this thing. It's amazing. It's amazing. And now I am one winning season away. I've done a three-peat in the Vault League, and I am one away from a three-peat in the Scarf League. That, ladies and gentlemen, is called the Michael Jordan. Double three-peats. It needs to happen. I will make sure it happens next year. There's nothing anyone in this family can do about it. So y'all can just sit back and enjoy the amazing reign of the Forever Champion. Mwah! Thank you.
This dude, man. Well, Champion Siege, who would you say your most valuable player was the entire season?
The funny thing is, I want to do a shout out just about that, because the same guys, A and B, some of them are on one team, some of them are on both teams, but there's one man who I have in both leagues who I want to send him hookers and blow and cotton candy and fruit baskets and clowns. And that man is Jahmyr Gibbs. I love you, Jahmyr Gibbs. I want you to know. And also a special shout out to Saquon Barkley. But everyone knew Saquon Barkley was going to be that motherfucker this year. Come on. Come on. But Jahmyr Gibbs has been my saving grace every fucking week. I love you, Jahmyr. I want you to have nothing but the best things. I want you to have a Super Bowl ring at the end of this season, because you delivered one to me, and I think you should have one that matches. It should look just like this, too. Just have one in your home. It's great. Very cheap, too. But Jahmyr Gibbs is my fantasy MVP. He's my life MVP, honestly. That man can do no wrong in my book.
Wait,
I want blessings and abundance for him.
How many points did he give you last week?
Last week, I don't even know.
No, he probably gave you a lot. Because
I believe he did, yeah.
Because David Montgomery was out.
Right. So I was like, I felt bad about that, but I was kind of like, oh, he got hurt at the perfect time for Gibbs to give me a championship.
For you, yeah.
It was perfect timing. And I was like, oh my God. But I love David Montgomery too. So I can't be like,
yeah.
It's bittersweet. It's a little bittersweet.
Yeah. Especially since he played the Bears? Yeah. We played the Bears.
Yeah. We did. And I was like, okay. let me see. Gibbs got me last week. Yeah. Look. Okay. Not even just last week. The last 3 weeks, 19.3, 28.4, 25.4. He also had a 24.9 game, a 20.3, a 32-point game, 19, 16, 17. That man was the most consistent motherfucker on my entire team. No days off.
Every week.
Every week. Are you kidding? And, like, that's just insane. That's insane. I guarantee you it's probably one of my second running back. So Gibbs is a fucking stud. Fantasy gold. I'm very happy for him. And I want him to succeed. Thank you, Jahmyr.
The crazy part is he doesn't even get that many touches.
Doesn't need, because he takes care of business whenever he touches the ball.
Every fucking time he touches every the ball. Time. He's like, to right. The crib every five touches. He's to the crib.
It's done. It's automatic. So he doesn't have to touch it much. The guy's efficient as shit. So I love it. It's an efficiency game, folks. Yeah, remember that.
And
that.
Then he starts getting the ball a lot, then you get the 24, the 26, the 25.
Just keep on feeding him. It's like, oh, this is working for us. We should just keep on feeding Gibbs. I go, yes, keep on feeding him. Oh, so fucking great. It's so great. But yeah, unfortunately, I know you also did not make it in your fantasy game as well.
Yeah,
condolences.
It's okay.
Condolences.
I literally lost because of some late touchdown. Somebody scored that late touchdown and fucked my whole team up. I was actually winning.
You had her. You did have her.
Somebody scored a late touchdown. Fuck. No, man. This shit is going to piss me off, because something like this happens every single year for me in fantasy.
That is true. There's always some weird gimmick that happens to you down the stretch where you like have your nice season derailed.
Last season, I lost by a decimal of a point.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot season, about that.
The season prior, I lost because Alvin Kamara had like 7 touchdowns. Can't do shit about that. No matter how well my team played, 7 touchdowns, I can't do shit about that. But yeah, I lose in the most spectacular fashion. So, I mean, I guess I can't be too mad, right? At least it's a fucking exciting. I don't know.
It is exciting, yes. But I mean, now that you and I have both lost in the Vault League, we find ourselves in a Bank Bros Bowl. So I think, since you and I are playing for third place, we should have some bets on the line here.
Let's get it. My bad. I was actually just looking to see who scored that late touchdown.
Oh, I know. It's trying to haunt you.
Yeah. It was Jamar Chase.
It was Jamar Chase. Oh, no. What are you going to do about that? It's Jamar Chase. That's inevitable.
And I had T. Higgins, who also had a good game.
Oh, yeah.
Who had the better game before he scored the fucking touchdown. And I lost 157 to 161.
Oh, Bowl. So, yes, so like we have very similar scores, actually. We both lost like five.
We was balling. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 158. Yeah, yeah. I had 157. So, I mean, we was balling.
We had them. We had, that was like the closest semis I think we've ever seen in this league.
See, this, the deserving teams made it. I can at least say that, and I can at least say it was deserving. I mean, like, the winners deserved to win, and it was entertaining. But, man, I really wish I would have won.
I know. The belt eludes me again. It's been, I think, longer than sooner since I've had that belt in my home. It's it's every year. It's getting further and further away from me. So,
yeah,
I wasn't as confident in this league as I was in the family league, but still, like, it's a bummer. But if my wife can bring it home, man, that's going to be happy, happy new year for me, bro. I'm telling you. I'm
man, trophy, you got
trophy in the bed too. Like,
yeah, I was gonna say you can, you know, you can have a real family affair,
right? Mary J. Blige style. Okay. Yes, yes, that's what, that's the real vision. I'm trying to make that the 2025 beginning.
You was talking about this Bank Bro Bowl.
Yes.
I love the idea, especially because everyone on our benches damn near played, and all of our stars haven't played yet. So come on. What do you want to bet, man?
Shots, of course. Shots.
One shot per 10 points.
I like it.
Yeah.
You're on.
So if it's anything less than 10, that's just a shot.
Right. Just a shot. Yeah. I think that's solid.
Yep. Because if you get blown the fuck out, you deserve a drink.
Right? Oh, man.
Yeah. And I have a feeling I might get blown the fuck out. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, here we go. Where's the confidence? He got one loss in the playoffs, and now he's just all shook.
I'm just scoring 157 points.
Yeah. I know any other week that would have won it. That's insane, man. Told you, they're dominant, man. What can we do? But that's all right. We can reminisce about that later. We got a show to get started. What do you think?
Oh my God, we've been rambling about some bullshit.
All right, I know.
1, 2, 3.
Fuck it.
It's Grinchmas, man. We're shooting the shit. We're playing some reindeer games in a little bit here, and just mostly spread some Yuletide hatred just to let me purge it out of my system. I've had a lot of built up animosity during this holiday season. So I wanted to have an episode where we invite our folks in and just rip on shit that I want to get off my chest about stuff. So welcome to the Bank Bro Show. Hope you guys had a very Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, a joyous Kwanzaa, whatever you're celebrating. I am your humble Grinch. This is Siege. That guy is Rizzy, straight out of Detroit. So we are live in living color for another holiday edition. Yes. One episode away from 100, people. Is that you in a photo? How do you have that much Riz as a four-year-old?
What do you mean?
Look at the pose you are sitting in. Look at that. That is the fucking Usher Raymond pose when he's like 3, 4 years. I'm guessing you're 4 in that picture, maybe 5.
I was 3.
You're 3. Okay, you see what I'm saying? That shit is like, you're about to put a fucking hot mixtape down. This is Drake circa 1989.
Turtleneck, a smirk.
A smirk. Oh my goodness.
Man, he was a killer. Golly.
I'm telling you, man, you had the glow very early. I had the opposite. You will not see those photos because my mom had this thing where she wanted us real, like, JCPenney dressed up for Christmas. So my shit was like red tux with a bow tie.
Ooh,
Christmas dinner.
All right. Next time I see your mom, I'm going to ask her.
It's never going to happen. I have gotten rid of every one of those photos.
I'm going to ask her. Like, hey.
I have purged my past.
Do you still have pictures of Christopher in that red tux?
Oh, with the government name.
Yeah.
See,
with the
you
hard
know,
R.
You know. You knew. That's what you had to say to my mom to get her to tell you something.
Yes.
Son of
the
a bitch.
The hard ER.
Oh, man. She's like, I like you. Let me show you some photos. Yeah. See, that's
like, yes. Oh, my God. Can I take pictures of these?
Son of a bitch. They'll never be found. Those...
Blackmail.
Oh, my God. And the fucking frosted tips with my curls, like Justin Timberlake.
Yes.
Y'all will never see those photos. They will never hit the light of day. This is my word is my bond. There it is. Let's move
All right,
on
man.
Here.
We gotta work.
We gotta work. This is the Grinch edition. I want to get started with some introspective stuff, and then we'll get to the games. I want to know just some things, because at Thanksgiving time, we're always talking about things we're thankful for, things that we are glad, you know, health, happiness, what have you. I want to do the opposite, because this is Grinchmas. So I want to know what we're saying fuck you to leave it in 2024, leave it behind. I never want to hear from it again. Do you have anything that is ringing your ears or your brain of like, you know what, fuck that. Let's never talk about that again in 2025.
Yeah, actually. Maybe not in that exact sense, but just something I'm letting go of in general.
Yes, absolutely.
In 2025. Relationships that don't work. Like, I speak about it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But relationships that just don't work, whether it's you and a love interest or you and a family member or a loved one, like, no matter who it is, if it's not working out for you, if it's not adding to your everyday life and sucking away all your energy, then, you know, you got to do what's best for you. Because at the end of the day, everyone else is going to do what's best for them, too. Like, we all have big hearts, and we all love who we love dearly.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we expect us out of them. And sometimes we got to take a step back and realize, you know, I'm blessed with this heart. That means I got to use it wisely. So I'm going to love me.
Yes, absolutely.
And, you know, it's just, I want to say so much, but I don't want to reveal too much.
Well, it doesn't have to be super long, but
yeah,
I mean,
but
if you want to elaborate.
Let me just end by saying this. You know, certain relationships ended for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we hold on to memories or moments or who people used to be to us.
Mm.
And that's what kind of breaks down the walls that we build up and draws us closer from the distance we also built up from them back to them. And then the unhealthy cycle continues. And that's what I'm really letting go of. And I'm really ready to just step into 2025 at 30 fucking years old, just feeling fresh, like fresh of this youthful energy I still got and fresh of this youthful empty canvas that I still got to paint for myself.
Empty canvas. That was deep.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. It's hilarious you said that, because that's literally on my list too. Wasting any more energy on things that don't enrich my life or bring joy. I think that needs to be just normalized for everybody. Like, are you kidding me? Like, who has more time to waste? I'm going in 2025. You're saying 30. I'm turning 40 in 2025. So I have a lot of introspective when it comes to like, how much am I going to let carry over into my 40s? And that's number one on the list. And on that same wavelength, one-sided friendships. Oh, man. I have wasted a lot of my 30s pouring energy and resources and time and effort and a shoulder to cry on and whatever have you for people I consider friends, but it never, never is reciprocated. Yeah. And at that point, you kind of go, why am I? Like, I've helped people get, like, businesses off the ground, and then I never hear back from them again. So it's like, it's those words, it's that take mentality. And I'm just like, I have a finite amount of time on this earth, and I am no longer going to waste it with people who just drain my energy like a vampire. Just
like, how do you not know how to take care of yourself?
Exactly.
At the very least.
And if you can, that's great. But just even if people don't even align with like my opinions and thoughts or whatever, but the vibe, if I don't even like your vibe, I'm just not going to be around you anymore. Like, because I don't have to be. That's that realization of like, I don't have to do certain things, or I don't have to please these people, is a very freeing feeling that I'm still kind of coming to grips with. And I mean that in like all aspects, it's my job and my life and my friendships, my family. Like you said, it doesn't matter what side, you know, blood or not. If it's not adding to me and to my joy and to my household, I don't have time for it or energy. I just don't want to anymore. And I'm not going to. And that's a lovely thing.
Yeah.
Also, anybody who mentions the name Skibbity Toilet in my presence, I just erase.
What's wrong with Skibbity Toilet?
Erase. Because I am too old for that shit. And I don't want to know new slang like that. What this Gen Alpha shit comes, I don't know.
Oh.
I don't even want to. I used to have this effort to be like trying to stay somewhat hip so I don't sound like an idiot. I'm letting go of that and just being myself. And if I say a slang word that's way outdated, I'm going to bring back fucking fresh. Fresh. Like the 90s. I'm going to bring it back. That's fresh. I don't care. I'm going to bring back old slang instead of trying to learn new slang. That's my energy now.
There we go. I fuck
There's
with
none,
it. I fuck
none
with
y'all can do about it. I'm just going to do
no,
it.
I like
and
it.
I'll look,
You know,
I'll look good doing it too.
I would appreciate if the world is more like that because it's like you're in a literal time machine.
Yes.
Because you're like, oh shit, you're from the 90s.
Proud of it. But
hell yeah.
Right. I'm going to bring back all that shit. All the 90s fashion, the backwards
yeah.
jeans like crisscross.
All
I'm
that
going to do
shit.
It all.
Hell yeah. Baggy clothes, the fucking big jerseys and all that shit.
Right. I wouldn't be caught in some shit like this, like even 10 years ago. I don't give a fuck. I look good. So I'm going to start looking at myself like, damn, I look good. I don't give a fuck what I'm wearing. I'm going to look good in it no matter what. So
exactly.
letting go of that shit. I found this list. I'm going to pick a couple of these to see what you think about these topics of people that other people want to leave behind in 2024. And
oh,
I agree
shit.
with a lot of these. But let's go over a few. This is from D-Milked. It's an article that 40 things that people are hoping that we can collectively leave behind in 2024. Bless you. I love this first one. Everything, and I mean everything, being a fucking subscription. Preach louder. I can't stand it. Every fucking thing is a subscription. I fuck with that. Please get rid of it.
Oh, man.
Oh, this one. Telling me your life story when I'm only there for the recipe. It's one of my biggest pet peeves by far. If I'm looking for a recipe, you get that fucking 30-page article about where they were in their life when they came up with this recipe and what region of Switzerland they found themselves in a tiny cabin. I just want to know how to make the fucking soup, bro. Just give me the recipe. Save all that shit for your blog that no one's going to read. So, yes, I'm sick of that shit. Having to constantly tell websites you're okay with cookies. I'm tired of
I'm not okay with cookies.
No, at all. Just no.
Not them type.
Not them type. Oh, pop-up ads that don't let you hit the X for like 10 seconds.
Oh, my God. I hate that shit.
It's the worst. Oh, there's another one. Spinning the iPad around asking for a tip when all you did was take up and pull my order. I put the order in online. I come in as when I pick up my order. Cool. And they spin the monitor as if they did something that warrants a tip. I'm not against tip culture, people. People earn their fucking tips. They're in food service. Trust me. I've been there. I worked there.
But you earn it.
But you earn it. That shit, the little, that, just flipping your monitor around because I'm here in a building? Get a little much. Gets a little much, guys. It's a little much. Let's see what else is on here. Yeah, ads everywhere, of course. Auto playing videos on websites.
Man,
yeah, don't play the porn until I hit play.
You know what I want to leave behind?
Yes.
But I
what do
know
you want to leave behind?
No one's going to leave behind.
What's
the
that?
Society's not going to leave behind. AI.
Ooh, do tell.
AI and fucking robots and all that shit. Leave all that shit behind, man. That shit is scary. I'm telling you, that shit one day is gonna try to take over the world. I'm for real.
Oh, you know I'm the one who always says that shit too. I've seen way
no.
too many sci-fi movies and
man, that Terminator.
That Skynet, that's that real shit.
That's man.
I will say I have softened on certain parts of AI, and you know this already. It's just the AI where you get to create fun stuff. Like just
oh,
anything
sure.
in your imagination that's, you know, harmless things.
Yeah.
I'm not one of these guys who likes to do AI and go like, let me put, you know, Will Smith on a dragon head and make him fucking like shit on the Bible. You know what I mean? Like weird, ridiculous shit that people come up with. No. But
I'm
like
not gonna fucking make a robot with AI embedded in it to make that robot its own person. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like the shit Elon Musk is doing, like, bro, like he had that whole, I don't know if you saw this. He had a whole party.
Yeah,
you saw those fucking robots.
I've seen it.
They were just like,
I've seen it.
That shit freaked me out. That I want nothing to do with. Because those are what
them,
you see in the movie.
I'm breaking them bitches. Like, I'm killing them. That's not a crime. You can't take me to jail for that. I'm be popping all of them.
Right. Knowing him, he's got every one of them motherfuckers insured for like triple their cost. So you snip one wire and he's like, that's your life. That's your ass. But yeah, the creative things like that, I'm okay with. I've made some AI art in my day, so that shit is fun when you're just sitting there at a computer going like, what's the dumbest shit I can come up with right now? And you just generate it. That's as far as I'm going with it, though. Like, harmless creativity. More than that, when they start trying to make you put in your metrics of your life to, like, cater things to exactly who you are, you're learning too much about me, and that's where I'm like, nope. But I get that. AI is fucking scary, bro. Oh, you know what else is scary that's on this list? Unfinished games being released at full price.
Oh my God, 2K, Madden.
Oh, let's go to the sci-fi side. Starfield. That was supposed to be the biggest fucking game this fucking century. Buggy. Cyberpunk. Biggest fucking game this century. Buggy as shit. Broken. Right out the box. I had to take it back twice. Like, but y'all want to charge 60 plus. Y'all want 60 for the base game now. That's not even including DLC or your little microtransactions. Half the game is blocked off until next season opens up. Are you kidding me? But y'all want more money for that shit. Get the fuck out of here. Unbelievable. Yeah, all this other shit is very serious, sad stuff. So we won't go into that. But yes, I
Leaving the
felt
hoes
good.
behind too, man.
We leaving
No
the hoes
hoes.
behind. No
2025.
hoes. I love it. I love it. Now, is that all hoes or just ones for you?
All hoes behind in
All hoes.
2024. Leaving them
Wow.
all behind. Jumping into 2025 with zero hoes. Zero intentions to gain hoes. Zero intentions to look for hoes.
So what are you gonna do in 2025 with all that free time?
I'm gonna play a lot of video games.
Hey, now you're talking. We got things to do,
That's what
hoes.
I'm gonna do.
Not
Things to do, and definitely not hoes.
hoes.
No hoes to fill.
Let me move on to the next thing. Oh my God. We are gonna move on to, like I said, the reindeer games is what I'm
Yes.
calling them. Some reindeer games. I got some things picked out. You know how we do on the Bank Bro Show, we love our game nights, so I figure we'll mix in a few here. And I'm gonna start with everyone's favorite tier rankings, of course. I've got two to start with. I'm gonna share my screen and
Oh, yeah, it's going
we'll
down.
see how this goes. We'll see how this goes. The first tier we're gonna do is Christmas candy slash snacks.
Oh, man. I'm already, something's popping out to me right away.
Oh, and now we're not gonna do this in order. I want you just to kind of pick and choose. So if
All right,
something's
yeah.
sticking out to you, and we're gonna do this
Yep.
in video game ranking, so S tier,
Yep.
godlike, all the way down to D. So yeah, if something's calling out to you, man, what do you think?
That cranberry Sprite, S tier.
Cranberry Sprite. Wow.
S
Wow.
tier.
I haven't had a Sprite in like 6 years, but I do love cranberry ginger ale. So I'm
Have you
assuming it's
ever?
very close, and I will take
You've
that.
never had it?
Cranberry Sprite, I don't think I have.
Bro, that shit
Well,
is.
I cut out soda a long time ago, sir, and I'm never
Yeah,
going back
fuck.
to it.
It's
I
like.
would be triple the size right now if I did.
Fuck. How do I explain it? It's like one of those. It reminds me of one of those bootleg sodas you'll buy from the corner store.
I know exactly what you're talking about, and you're
That they'll
right.
just be
Those
like
are
random fruit
delicious.
flavors and stuff. Yeah,
Yeah, but it's
they'll
banging.
literally have no name brand on them. It'll
No.
just be a flavor.
Yeah, it's just juice.
Yeah, it'll just be
That's it.
like punch or
Right.
fucking lemon lime or whatever.
Damn, it's
Like
one of
that's what it
those.
reminds me of. Like if it was like
Damn.
If it just
Okay.
said cranberry soda, that's what the
Yeah.
fuck it'd be.
And it probably would slap. Oh my
Yeah.
God.
If you mix
Okay.
like an ocean spray and a Sprite, you get pretty close to it. But it doesn't do it justice.
Do they still sell it or is it gone now?
No, they should still sell it. It might be a seasonal thing, but they
Yeah,
should still
Thanksgiving.
sell it. I think I've seen it recently. I had one not too long ago.
Okay. I
I forgot
will.
where I was though.
Maybe I can sip on one and it won't give me the bubble guts immediately. So if I find it in the wild, I will give it a shot.
All right, man. If I see one, I'll buy one for you too.
Oh,
Hey,
thank you.
I
I'm trying to
got a question.
see. Yeah, go ahead.
You fuck with those strawberries?
Strawberry.
Those little
Oh,
like
these
hard candy?
things.
Yeah.
These things.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If it's for me, I'm gonna put these at a B. And it's only because they have to be like fresh. Every time I see these, they've been sitting in someone's dish for like a year past their expiration date, and it's a bad experience. But these are not bad. That's where I land with those. Why do you ask?
Was gonna say because I don't know, like a lot I see them, like people like them. I see people eating them. I don't really like them.
They're not a go-to at all. It's literally if you go to your grandma's house, they're there.
I would have put them at C.
A C. But I think a
Yeah.
C is fair as well. I was like, we'll give like a B minus C plus, but That's a fair assessment. I don't even know where you could even buy them from. They just appear.
Same. I don't even know. And I'm Asian. I don't even
right.
know.
Yeah, you always know where the obscure shit is, but no. Like, no one knows whether you actually sell them. They just are there. They exist. I'll tell you what I do fuck with, though.
Who?
The Reese's trees. Reese's trees.
Oh, yeah. All of them.
That
I
is
mess with
all of them.
Anything Reese's, I mess with.
Everything goes right to S tier with that, because that shit is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. You know what else? Everything is crazy. Oreo.
Oh, God, yeah. This is a pumpkin Oreo? No, that's just Oreo. Yeah, Oreo's S tier. I don't care what kind it is.
That's a different cookie.
It looks like it.
Is it gingerbread?
It looks like an Oreo gingerbread, but we're just going to say Oreo in general.
Yeah. Oreo and anything Oreo smack.
Yeah. Always. They have, see, I have these
M&M's.
These M&M's.
Smack, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Smack on them too.
That's a S tier as well. Especially the holiday. I'm usually looking for holiday M&M's every year.
Because
they had a good string. They had like a new flavor every Christmas. They didn't have it this year. And I was like, what the fuck? Well, they did. They had the toasted nut one, which was all right, I guess.
Pause.
Yeah, I don't know, that's what I said. But that's why I was like, I'll try, but it doesn't taste much
toasted
different than the
nut.
regular. Yeah, I know, right? But what I did do was we went to go see Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Dope.
Oh, how
movie,
was it?
by the way. Dope. Mm-hmm. They knocked it out of the park with all three movies. When's the last time you saw a trilogy do that shit? I didn't think so. See? So, like, Sonic of all franchises being, like, a great trilogy in movie history is kind of nuts if you think about it. But I digress. We went to see that. I got the big bucket of popcorn. I took the toasted nut M&Ms, threw it in the popcorn bucket, shook that shit up with butter and salt. Masterpiece.
I feel you. You get the oily butteriness. You get the sweetness, the sour.
Yep.
I mean, not sour. The
sour.
Saltiness.
Whoa. Yeah, sweet and salty.
The saltiness.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. I can tell you another one that my wife will put as S tier, and that's these Christmas tree cakes from Little Debbie.
Really?
She has to have those in stock practically every week.
You know what? Little Debbie got some shit. I ain't going to hate. Little Debbie do be out of some shit.
Those are some reason just they hit every year. I mean,
I don't think I've ever had them.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
It's gotten so popular. I've seen people make like full cakes out of them. Like they'll take like a whole like three boxes of that shit and like line it up in like a cake pan and like cover it with frosting and make like an actual cake out of it. I was like,
damn.
Wow. Yeah, people take that shit seriously.
They're making an actual cake out of fake cakes?
Yes. Isn't that some
damn.
Shit? What
Yeah,
a country.
That's some shit.
Oh, here's one that I do not fuck with. And it's a D every time, and I would put it as an F if it was. And that's these fucking gumdrops. What the
gumdrops?
Fuck?
Yeah, low key, a lot of Christmas candy I find weird.
It is weird. That's why this holiday sucks. But that one,
like all these, like them little Tootsie Pops, fuck them.
Yeah. I used to love the peppermint ones, but now I'm just like, I'm putting them as.
Yeah, see.
This kind of candy, like this weird ass, like,
yeah,
this Christmas candy from like 1930, like no,
I don't fuck with that. I don't. The white chocolate covered pretzels. I fuck with those.
Oh fuck yeah, you can man.
Yeah, S tier, A tier.
Yeah, I'm gonna put that in A tier.
Yeah, A tier.
It gotta be the right kind, but there's some fucking great ones. These looking little marshmallow things. God,
I'm not a marshmallow guy.
No, me either, dude.
Anything,
and that's like. Like the marshmallow peeps, that material, and I'm like, fucking kill me, dude. No.
I like what was we got? Oh, them Hershey's.
Oh yeah, gotta have that.
Hershey's.
A tier.
The other Hershey's too, A tier.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
Yep, by the Crunch. Speaking of which, Crunch, I put them in B tier.
I was gonna say B as well. It's not a go to, but I don't hate it if it's there.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, these Ghirardellis, I'm going to put them A's as well. I'm going to put them a B. They taste good, but they're expensive as fuck.
Oh, they're expensive?
They're expensive.
If they're expensive, that's automatically knocked down. Because I can give me a fucking Reese's cup. And
half the price. Like, yeah. Ghirardelli thinks a little too highly of themselves, in my opinion.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
I don't like a lot of these, like, peppermint shit. Like, peppermint crunches for that D. These motherfuckers, D. Oh, how do you feel about a chocolate orange? I've been seeing that around.
Yeah. I think that shit's ass.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
I think that shit is a D tier.
That's a D tier.
Wait, are those Lifesavers, the gummies, or are they the hard candy?
This looks like...
If it's hard candy, I'm going to have to put them in, like, B or C.
It's hard candy.
Hard candy. I'm gonna put a C tier.
C tier it is. I like it.
Yep. How do you
How
feel
do
about
you?
things?
I'm sorry, what?
How do you feel about candy canes?
I like the idea of them. I don't ever like really eating them. So I'm gonna put them at a C because I think they are good for the season, but I could miss them.
Yeah, same.
They don't do much for me.
I would never finish one.
Exactly. That's the thing. You never finish, and your hands are always fucking sticky afterwards. You're like, what
Yeah.
was this even for? What was I even doing? The way you eat it looks weird. I'm good.
Yeah, you're over here sucking on the
Right. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if I'm about that. So put the other Hershey's up there.
Yeah,
How do
Hershey's
you feel about eggnog?
eggnog. All right, I had it once. It wasn't bad.
Once.
It wasn't bad, but I did not like it.
Okay.
I'll put it in C tier.
That really sums up eggnog, I think.
It tastes like, in my opinion, it tastes like a raw egg milkshake
Yes, that's essentially it.
mixed with some very terrible liquor.
I mean, and I've had good eggnog, but it's usually homemade. So if you home make it and then you are adding the alcohol like you're supposed to, like it can be like really, really good. But the store-bought shit, miss me with that shit. I can't. I
Maybe
can't.
that's what I had. I don't
Yeah.
know.
You probably had out of the store-bought carton, and that's
It
never
was
gonna be great.
ass. It was
Yeah.
ass.
See, yeah, I get the in-laws who know how to make their own nog, and then you kind of go, oh, that's what it's supposed to taste like. Damn, I'm on my ass in two glasses. Shit. So I've had good nog. All this other shit, this peppermint shit, Andes and stuff, I'm gonna see. I don't really,
Yeah, that
again,
peppermint
like
stuff,
it
I
gets
don't
too
think it's
much.
ass, but I would not eat
Right. Not
it.
really. Toblerone, I don't think it's a very good
Toblerone.
chocolate. I mean,
I don't think I've ever had a Toblerone.
I have. It's overrated. It's very expensive. I'm putting it at a D because I just don't think it's
It's expensive.
it. Yeah, man. I mean, that's a big fucking piece because they're like triangles in a big log of chocolate. That's really what it is. So it's like a triangle box, but you always see them like the airports, and that's where that shit's like $6, $7 a fucking pop. And I'm like, I
That
just
makes
don't
sense.
need that for chocolate, bro. Like, I'm good.
There would be an airport.
This shit with like these chocolate covered cherries,
Oh,
like
hold
that's.
up, hold up. That candy cane with the M&M's in there?
Oh, the M&M's? Oh, God, yes.
Oh man, yeah, S tier.
Yo, 100%. I'm moving that all the way up. All you gotta do
I
is
just
pop that top
noticed.
open and just
Yep.
right
It's
down.
heaven.
Yep. It's
Pipe down.
amazing. I couldn't avoid that. Just going right into it. Yeah, the same with these gold coin chocolates. Fuck you. These
It's so much work for something that's so.
Right. It's just so, like, who asked for that shit? These Santa caramels, not bad.
Really?
I'll give them a C. They're okay.
Don't remember ever having them, to be honest with you. Russell
You,
Stover? Is that
yeah,
who?
it's Russell Stover, yeah, which is a huge name in
Yeah.
chocolate, but they're okay.
Oh,
They're
they're
not,
okay.
they're okay.
I was
I've
gonna
had
say
better.
I bought some Russell Stover for a female before.
Yeah. I mean, see,
Yeah.
that's the thing. It's a nice gift. So, like, because the packaging looks great, it's associated with holidays more than pretty much any other chocolate. So, like, it's always a great gift. And if I get it, I'm very happy. It's just like, do I ever go out of my way to buy it personally? No.
No.
No. The rest of these, yeah, see, these little Santa hat. Like, this is more your grandma's candy. These little
Yeah.
Santa heads and like
The mint
gingerbread.
Kit Kats. Ugh.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm good with that shit. Christmas nougat. I'm not a big nougat
I'm
guy.
not a big fan of those. To be honest, all the. Oh, wait, hold up. What's that middle one? Oh, fuck that middle one. That was.
Oh, Lindor? I'll put Lindor at C. It's another one where I'm like, it's good, but y'all think you're feeling to yourselves too much. I shouldn't be paying $9, $10 for a bag of chocolate.
That's
I
why it's
don't care how
trash
good
for
it
me.
is. You're right. Like, the fuck? Get over
Then
yourself.
was that
Godiva, same thing.
Godiva?
Godiva. It's Godiva.
Godiva?
Yeah.
Man, that
Same
shit sound
shit.
demonic as hell.
Right?
Yeah,
Christmas nougat can kick rocks. But now I'm down to the last two, and that's the cookies. I want to do these at last. Gingerbread cookies or those Pillsbury Christmas tree cookies, the sugar cookies.
all right, those sugar cookies, A tier.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so glad.
A two.
Because I will eat a whole box of that shit ASAP. ASAP.
I can eat just the dough.
Exactly, right? They make it so easy.
Yeah. Yeah, this just slap. The only reason why I don't have an S tier is because sometimes I'll be chopped and lazy and I don't want to cook them. That's the only reason
But they're there for you. That's the
why.
thing.
But that just slap.
Hell yeah. But gingerbread cookie, how do you feel?
I'm not the biggest fan of gingerbread cookies. I think they're B tier.
B tier, interesting.
Yeah. I don't think they're like I would eat half of one, you know?
Right.
I think they're respectable, but not on that borderline of being subpar and trash.
I would agree. I was gonna say like a B or a C. I never feel like in the mood for gingerbread. I do like a good ginger snap every once in a while because those are like a spicier cookie. But just like a straight up gingerbread cookie, I'm like, you can miss me. Give a shit. I don't really give a shit. So cookie, I think in general, B plus, like that range. Any Christmas cookies you're gonna put in front of me, they're gonna get got. That's just a fact. But let us continue with Christmas movies.
Oh shit, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Now, again, there is a category here for never watched, so I want to start there just so we get those out of the way.
Okay.
Out of all these, which one have you never watched? And let me know if these are too small for you to see.
I'm going I'm starting I'm just starting at the top.
Yeah, start at the top.
Seen that, seen that, seen that. Loki, I seen.
Yeah? You've even seen Eloise?
Yeah, I have, bro.
Wow, I was fucking around, but you're serious. Okay, good for
Yeah,
you.
I have. Yeah, my sister was. She liked it.
Nice.
Yeah, no, I've seen a lot of these. If
Sweet.
they come up, they come up. But I've seen a lot of these.
All right, cool. Let's start from the top.
Yeah. All right, start from the top.
Christmas Carol. A Christmas Carol with Jim Carrey, specifically.
Low key, I fuck with Jim Carrey.
Same, same.
For this, I might rank it higher than what I actually like the movie, but I'm putting it good.
Good. We've got legendary, great, good, bad, horrible, trash, never watched, but we're going with good. I
Where
agree
would you
with
put
that.
it?
I would also put it good. It's not my favorite, not even my favorite Jim Carrey Christmas movie, but Jim Carrey can do no wrong.
No. Any role, he got it.
Any role. And again, we just saw Sonic 3, and that man is just more unhinged than ever. And I always go back to Sully and go, I don't think anybody else could play these roles. So
No.
him and anything he does, try to picture someone else doing that role, you can't do it. That's how good Jim Carrey is. So nothing but respect. What about A Christmas Story?
A Christmas Story.
This one might get you the hate mail if you do it wrong. Not for me.
I'll be completely honest. You know, no, I can't say that.
Oh.
Hold up. Go, let me see the tears again.
Legendary, great, good, bad,
Okay.
horrible, trash, never watched.
I guess I put it in good because it's not bad.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to know my take on that one?
It would be if there was something between good and bad, it would be there for me though.
Between good and bad. So average for you.
Yeah, mid.
Mid. If it was up to me, I would take A Christmas Story and I'd put it right here in trash.
Trash.
Trash. Y'all can fight me on this. I don't care. I never watched A Christmas Story until I was an adult. I had no idea that movie was even as popular as it is. I didn't even heard of it. So all of a sudden, I married a Caucasian woman and I find out that her family, they love that movie. Okay, I'll give it a real shot. I don't get the hype. TBS even does a marathon of this shit every year at Christmas time. It's 24 hours of A Christmas Story, just over and over and over again. And I've sat there and watched multiple times now the same movie. And I go, I don't get it. Why does everyone love that movie? It's not out of the funny comedies in Christmas time. It doesn't even rank for me. The story is old as dirt, fine, but the plot behind it is just so boring. I just don't get. There's like one or two good scenes that people talk about, him getting his fucking tongue stuck on the frozen pole. Cool. But like so many other movies did that shit. Dumb and Dumber did that bit 30 times better. So like,
30 times better.
I don't understand why everyone loves A Christmas Story. Maybe I'm missing some of the charm, maybe. I just don't get. There's no black people in it, maybe. I don't know. But
No, that definitely is what made it really mid.
I don't get it, folks.
Yeah,
But we'll
like I
move
said,
on.
my opinion, yeah, very mid.
Very mid. All right, rapid fire. What else you got on here? Give me some that pop out to you.
Charlie Brown?
It doesn't have to be in order. You can just pick whatever you
No, but
want.
yeah, Charlie Brown,
Sorry, Brown, huh?
that shit going up. That shit is a great movie.
Great movie. I agree. It's an every year watch.
Yes,
100%.
Charlie Brown, great.
I'm gonna say great.
All right, man. Home Alone?
Woo!
Legendary.
Yes, sir. That's a must watch.
Yep, legendary. All of them. Just fucking put them up there.
Yeah, I would say Home Alone 1 and 2. You say all of them, but then you forget there's like six of them, and only the first two are even worth it. So, yeah.
All right, man.
I'm going to take one right here because it needs to get the respect it deserves. And I'm going to go and show the camera right about there.
Oh, yeah.
That's my boy Myron from my all-time favorite Christmas movie, Jingle All the Way. Jingle All the Way. Has to go legendary. I don't care what y'all say. Arnold Schwarzenegger is hilarious. It has Sinbad in it, who is a comedy genius and is just unhinged the entire movie about a fucking action figure. It is so good. I have to watch it. It's a must for me to the point where I even have a Funko Pop from Dementor Myron because I love that movie that much. So,
man,
there you go.
No, that was a great movie, man. I would have put it in great, but hey, that's what your favorite. We'll leave it there.
It's an absolute favorite of mine.
We'll leave it there, but I agree. That's a great fucking movie.
Yes. What else you got?
Let's see. I saw one earlier. What the fuck? Where'd it go? That I wanted. Oh, Grinch.
Which one? There's quite a few on here.
Let's do the OG Christmas OG Dr. Seuss one.
This one, yes.
That one is legendary.
I think it's an absolute classic.
That's yeah.
You have to play it at Christmas time. It's not right without it. It's Grinchmas, folks. Get it right.
And the other one, in my opinion,
the Jim Carrey version. Or the new animated version.
Oh, I was talking about the animated version.
Yeah, the Jim Carrey one is right here too.
Okay. I was on the okay. Let's do the animated one first.
Sure. The new one that came out, I think, a couple years ago.
That one's bad.
Thank you. I'm so glad you said it. I fucking hated it.
Yeah, that one's bad.
Like it's
Fuck
a
that one.
It the plot is always good, but all the shit, and I'm not trying to bash Tyler the Creator, but like they try to make it too hip. And it just made the story suffer. And it became about like something completely. It didn't work. It didn't work.
No, some things should never be recreated.
Thank you.
This was one of those things.
But the Jim Carrey version.
But that one though.
That one.
That one is great.
I'm putting it a great. Yes.
Because it's a remake. I got to dock it down a little bit.
A little bit. But again, Jim Carrey could do no wrong.
Yes.
Another one of those characters where you go, who else could have played the Grinch live action? With the facial shit he does. I saw a TikTok last night of him explaining like how he ran to like a kid in the street. And like the mom was like, oh, do you know who that is? It's the Grinch. And out of makeup, he does the fucking face the Grinch does. And it's terrifying without makeup. And then I was like, he is legendary. Who else can make his entire facial structure tighten up? Like he raises his smile up to his fucking eyeballs. I was like, that kid is probably traumatized. But that is pure fucking talent. That's all that is. He was born for this fucking job, man.
Who said he didn't know whether he was terrified or amazed?
Right. Terror amazed. That's what he was. I would have been the same. Like, that's
he was
up.
Amerified.
Amerified. Exactly. So, yeah, man. It's a great movie, and Jim Carrey's crazy in it, and I love it so much.
Yes.
What else you got on here?
Elf?
Elf, of course.
To me, Elf's a great movie.
I believe it's a great movie. Yeah, it's not, it's a little overplayed, but it holds up so well.
Yes. And Will Ferrell, he's one of those other guys that can't do any wrong.
The physical comedy in that movie is still top tier. There's a reason we play it multiple times a year. Like, it holds up. You can hate all you want, but
yeah,
he's amazing in that movie.
Yes.
I'm going to put National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation as a legendary movie. Have you ever seen that movie?
That one I've never seen.
I would say out of all the legendary ones we have so far, it needs to be top of your list.
Damn.
It's that funny. That is what I would consider a perfectly written movie about a Chicago family trying to survive Christmas. That's all it is. But the shit that Chevy Chase gets into in that movie and the lines that he drops are so well written. It's such peak like 80s comedy, and it holds up more than any movie I've ever seen at Christmas time. I'm saying even Home Alone. Christmas Vacation, especially in my in-law's house, is tradition. We even seen it in like when we go camping in the summer. They even play it on big screens in July. That is a legendary movie by every right. So if you've never seen it, and if anyone's never seen it in their life, you've been living under a rock. You need to fix that. It's not too late. It's only a couple days after Christmas now. So it's not too late for you to fix that. See National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation immediately. It's fucking hilarious.
I'll put it on the list.
There you go. What else you got on here?
All right, SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
SpongeBob at the
That's
bottom.
on. That's how I know you're young, because of all these movies out here, you point out SpongeBob.
Legendary.
Legendary?
Legendary.
I've never seen it. It's that good.
Yeah, that's something you gotta watch. All right.
A SpongeBob Christmas.
You gotta spark up and watch it.
Okay, you
Guaranteed.
know what? You know
It'll
what?
knock your socks off.
I'm gonna do it tonight. Say
All right,
less.
bet. It's
That's the
gonna knock
assignment.
your socks off. You're
Oh my
gonna
God.
notice so many stupid things. You're like, what the fuck?
I'm already excited. Oh
Yeah.
my God. That's gonna be fun.
Yeah. I won't spoil anything if you
Yeah,
really
don't
don't
spoil.
want
I'm gonna watch
to.
it right after we're
So,
done
yeah.
recording.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
All right.
I'm gonna say, oh yeah, The Muppets Christmas Carol
The Muppets Christmas Carol.
is a great.
Yeah. I would put that one in good.
Oh, okay.
But.
Now I have a very soft spot for the Muppets. I grew up loving them, but I think that's a one of those things where it's like if you don't watch it as an adult, jokes do go over your head. So like I don't think I appreciated how well the Muppets are written for adults until I became one. And all of a sudden I saw their last like new show they had on Disney. It was like some with some traveling band they had. But I was watching it like, why am I sitting here more entertained than my kids are? And I was like, it's because the humor is adult. And A Muppet Christmas Carol has so many little nuances to it that make it like as a dad watching it, I fucking love it. So yes, I will
Okay.
fight for that movie.
I think it's because the Muppets kind of creep me out.
Oh my God, really? You're
Yeah.
afraid of the
I don't know, just a little bit. They just kind of creep me out a little bit. I don't know what
Muppets?
it is. I don't know what it is.
That's because you're young and you grew up when like technology had already surpassed the need for hand puppets. We gotten past all that. So the Muppets kind of stick out like a sore thumb to you, like, what the fuck is this? That's
Weird.
fair. I'm not being ageist, I swear. Oh, see, Home Alone. They put Home Alone like 4 or 5 on here. That shit is trash.
Oh yeah. If it's not what's his name?
The Macaulay Culkin.
If
Has to
that
be
ain't him.
him. It has to be him. I haven't seen. I'll go over the. I don't know what Why Him is. I never watched that.
That's
I don't
okay.
know Mixed
Medea?
Nuts. Madea Family Christmas or a Madea Christmas. What do you feel about that?
Oh yeah. Oh, there's two. There's both of them on here?
I think it's just one. A Madea Christmas.
Okay. I was gonna say I only see it. All right.
Yeah.
Amadeus Christmas. That one. See it. That one to me is another one that's like mid.
I call it trash, but yes, mid to you, huh?
Yeah, it is mid to me.
Okay. So you're thinking like a good or a bad?
Nah, we can put it bad.
Ah, okay. That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's like, it's with Tyler Perry, it's the same shit over and over again.
Exactly. I can't get past it, man.
And
It's
it's
just not
just
for
the
me.
angry black grandma. That's really what it is.
Right? Bad Santa is a legendary movie. I will
Oh!
put 10 toes on the pavement for that one.
Yes. Bad Santa. Love
You
that
can.
fucking movie.
Are you kidding me? That movie has everything in it.
Bad Santa, Bad Grandpa, man.
All
Great
that
movie.
shit. But Bad Santa with Bernie Mac. Are you kidding? Like,
Yes.
oh my God. Like, the lines in that movie, I will still quote to this day. They're fantastic. It's a fantastic movie. Shit like, let's see. I don't know. What the fuck is that? I don't know what
Yeah,
that
Friday
is.
After Next. Is that on here?
Friday After Next is not on here, but it should be.
Harold and
It
Kumar,
should be.
three.
Right. How do you have Harold and Kumar's Christmas on here? What the
I
fuck? But y'all got Home Alone 3, bitch
swear
ass.
to
Get the
God.
fuck off there. Trying to see what else is on here that I'll be like, yes, I need it.
Santa Claus, I don't really care for.
Eight
Oh,
Crazy
Rudolph.
Nights was good. I love that. I like that movie a lot. That's technically
Rudolph.
more of a Hanukkah movie, but it's fine. Rudolph?
Yes, Rudolph to me is great.
See, I'm noticing you're really into like the old school claymation, Frosty, Rudolph, that kind of style for you. Charlie Brown even, just
Hell yeah.
you're into the old the classics, huh?
Hell yeah, I am. I really am. The
That's interesting.
other Rudolph one too. You can put that one in great.
Oh, this one there. See, I never even seen that one. You see more classes than I have on this one.
All
I
right,
think
what's that
Trading
one?
Places is great. That is an
Trading
underrated
Places.
Christmas movie.
I only seen that movie one time, and I haven't seen it in so long.
Oh, I think when it, if you see that as an adult, that's one of those you kind of go back and go, damn, this is really ahead of its time. But the plot is amazing.
I gotta rewatch. Polar
Yeah.
Express, that movie kind of creeps me out.
Me too. The
Really?
animations, yeah, the animation's like too real, where I'm like, I don't like it. Makes me uncomfortable. And Tom Hanks is very animated in that one, so it's like, I don't know. I'm not a big Polar Express guy.
I
I'm gonna
would
say,
put
It's not a bad movie though. I'm gonna call it good, but again, I'm like it should be in the
It's
middle.
mid.
It's mid. It's
It's like
mid.
a 6 out of 10.
Yeah. So that's more on the good scale. We'll keep it there.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. Die Hard. A,
Die
is
Hard.
it a Christmas movie? B, how do you feel about it on the rankings?
Is it a Christmas? Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Look, I'll leave it at this. If
It's the
Friday After
biggest
Next,
debate.
if Friday After Next, and Harold and Kumar 3 are not on this list, and this movie is, something's wrong with this list.
That dude, this is such an argument in society, is if Die Hard is considered a Christmas movie or
See,
not.
cause I mean, I would consider Die Hard a Christmas movie.
See?
But then I'm just
Stop.
saying, like, if you look at the list, it's like, wait, if this is considered a Christmas movie, why the fuck aren't the other two that I mentioned considered
Right.
Christmas? Unless a white person made this
I
list.
was just gonna say, I'm like, I think you're missing the point that I think a white person made this list. So,
Yeah.
however, I can't say that because they have the preacher's wife on here, and that's got Whitney Houston and Denzel Washington. So I don't know how they didn't get Friday on here, but they have the preacher's
Right.
wife.
Friday After Next and Harold and Kumar 3, which
Right.
were Christmas themed.
Right. But you have the preacher's wife, which is a Christmas movie, but in the same vein, they are. Like, Die Hard isn't a quote unquote Christmas movie. It's a movie that takes place during Christmas, not the same thing.
Right, yeah.
The preacher's wife is at least at Christmas time and it's part of the plot. So, like,
Yeah.
yeah, Harold and Kumar and Friday After Next need to be on here as well. But
Yeah.
where do you put Die Hard on the ranking scale, though?
Die Hard. See, honestly, Die Hard, I can kind of live without that movie.
Okay.
I'll put in good.
And good. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think after Die Hard, I don't care about the rest. But the first one, come on, classic.
Yeah.
We'll do a couple more of these and then we're going to move on to the rest of the reindeer games. Where do you put the Santa Claus with Tim Allen? Just the first one.
Dude, I thought that movie was weird.
Weird.
Yeah, man. That's another movie that oddly creeped me out. I don't
How
know what it
scared
was.
were you as a kid, man?
I don't know what it was, man. But certain shit, especially when it was real people, freaked me out. That one's horrible.
That movie just scarred you, huh?
It was a movie I didn't want to rewatch. I don't know why. Forgot what it was, but I never wanted to watch any of the Santa Clauses with whether it was Tim Allen or fucking Buzz Lightyear or whoever the fuck it was.
That's the same dude. Wow. I would be on the list of saying like the Santa Claus 2 and 3 and whatever. Like you could, I don't care about any of that shit. The first one though, I would put as good
Oh,
because
really?
it is a tradition. We do watch it
Huh.
every year. And
Okay,
the
okay.
first one has its charms where, I saw that one in theaters. So like
Oh.
when it comes to like a rotation of Christmas movies, it's always on the list. I don't care about the sequels. The TV show was total trash. And I'll do you one better. I think Tim Allen's a piece of shit. 100%. As an actual person, dude is like a super conservative, Trump loving, like red state gun law. Like he's just that dude. I'm like, but then he's also kind of a diva as an actor. I always hear all these stories about him like being such like a pain in the ass to work with. People don't want to work on him in the shows, and you can't be on his cast on his show if you don't align with his political principles. Like all that bullshit. I'm like,
Whoa.
Tim Allen could eat a holly jolly dick. So that being said, the movie holds up. Just saying.
Yeah, fuck
Fuck
Buzz Lightyear. Team Woody all the
Buzz
way.
Lightyear. Team, oh hell yeah. Team Woody all day, every day. The last one I'm gonna pick out here is Jack Frost.
Jack Frost.
Jack Frost, Michael Keaton. Have you seen Jack Frost?
I have.
So you know the plot of Jack Frost.
I do.
Cool. Jack Frost is trash.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Total, absolute fucking trash. And I'm not saying it's a bad movie, folks. I'm saying I refuse to watch it. I watched that as a kid, and you might as well have taken my dog out back and shot her. That movie rips your fucking heart out, and they make it. You never see it coming. And it's all fun and games with a snowman. At least snowboarding in a public park. And he can make his carrot light up. I don't fucking know. I barely remember the fucking movie because I haven't seen it in years. Because I know what the plot is. And it's not Jack Nicholson, excuse me, Michael Keaton. It's
Michael
Michael Keaton
Keaton.
in that movie. And my God, him being a father who passes away and comes back as a snowman. is heartbreaking. And then on top of that, his wife in the movie, Kelly Preston, who's a total fucking babe. My God. Then you do some fucking research and go, wow, she married John Travolta. Cool. And then she fucking died, I think from cancer, a few years ago. And that shit makes you sad. So not only are you sad from the plot, then you're sad at all the shit that happened after the fucking movie happened. And it's just like, this movie's depressing as shit.
He said, damn, that bad bitch died.
Literally. That's all I think about is this movie sucks. It makes me want to cry. And also, RIP Kelly Preston, because she died way too young and she was a total knockout. So, damn, man. You know what? I'm going to put her on the fucking screen too, just as a shout out. Kelly Preston, look at her.
Oh, man. RIP.
My RIP. Are you kidding? It's always the cute ones, man. That's just a shame, man. I had to put that out there. Fuck Jack Frost. I fucking hate Jack Frost, man. Who wants to cry on Christmas?
Oh, man.
Not me. I'm not crying for shit. Right. Okay. Last but not least, we got some more reindeer games for your ass. And
Let's
we're going
it.
To the quizzes as we always do.
Oh, shit.
I got three for you before we wrap up. One is going to be very easy. One's going to be kind of fun. And one's sports related. So which one do you want first?
Let's get the hard shit out the way.
The hard shit out the way. Okay. And it's along the lines of what you like to play.
All right.
We've done a game very similar to this. But I'll go over the rules again. Now, I figured out a way where I don't have to time you for this, but I'm still going to put a timer on it in my own realm of reality. Yes. So this is reworded Christmas carols.
Ooh, all right.
So in a similar vein, we did a thing where
yep.
I gave you a lyric in a weird way, in a very
yep.
proper way, and you had to tell me what the song was. This is the same thing, but for Christmas carols.
I slept by women with...
Exactly.
Yeah, I got
yes.
you, yeah.
Exactly. Now, there are 35 of these. So, here's the Yuletide joy coming your way. If you can get 20, I'll take a shot.
All
if
right,
you
bet.
Can't, you take a shot, and I will give you 10 minutes.
All right. I probably won't get it.
That's like...
I'll be honest.
That's
be
a
honest.
Good average. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
All right. I'll be honest.
Are you ready?
Let's get it.
Here we go. Hey, approach all you who are steadfast. And again, you can pass anytime.
Hey.
Approach all you who are steadfast. They're Christmas carols.
Ass fuck. I'm shit out of luck.
Ecstasy towards the orb. Ecstasy
Ass.
Towards the orb. Pass. Hush, the foretelling spirits harmonize. Come on.
Whoa.
Hush, the foretelling spirits harmonize. That was the first one I got. I was like, oh, I get it.
I don't. Fuck. Hush.
The foretelling spirits harmonize. I'm going to give you that one for the sake of the audience. That's Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
I never would have guessed that. I'm fucked.
Let's see if I can get a different one.
Oh, shit. I'm fucked.
Father Christmas approaches the metropolis.
Father Christmas approaches the metropolis. Father Christmas, that'd be Santa Claus.
Okay.
Approaches
the metropolis.
Comes.
Yes.
Santa Claus is coming.
Yes.
To town.
You got it. The metropolis. You got it. Oh my God. How about this one? The primary holiday.
The primary holiday.
Yes.
New Year.
No. It's not a quiz. You remember you're doing the words are different words. So the primary holiday,
Oh, yeah.
So the first. Yes, first.
First day.
The first
of Christmas.
Nope. The primary holiday. What's another word for holiday? The first Noel. That's what it is. The first Noel.
I never would have guessed that.
Do you not know Christmas songs?
No, but I'm telling you, I'm the Grinch for real. Like, fuck this shit. I'm the Grinch for real. Fuck Christmas. I like Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving's the best. How about this one? I'm fantasizing concerning a blanched Yuletide. So
that actually sounds kind of funny.
Yeah. What's another word for fantasizing?
I'm visualizing.
Not that. What if you visualize in your mind?
Dream.
And you were I'm dreaming of a blanched Yuletide. What's another word for blanched? White?
Yeah,
Christmas. I'm just giving them to you.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Yes, I'm fantasizing concerning a blanched Yuletide.
Yuletide.
Okay, here's another one. Travel to the high place and relate it.
Travel to the high place and relate.
What's a high place?
Mountains.
Travel or
Go fly to go to the
nope.
mountains. Fly to
Get
the mountains.
go
Go to
tell
the
it on a
mountain.
mountain.
Go tell it on the mountain.
You gotta go to church. Go tell it on the mountain.
Oh
Come
my
on.
God.
Come on.
Yeah, I actually know that shit.
I know you do.
Fuck.
There we go.
Damn. See, like
Let's see.
if it was like if it was like Christmas songs like This Christmas and like Let It Snow and like shit
That's
like.
on here. We're getting there.
Oh man.
Here's another one. The diminutive percussionist lad. The
Little drummer boy.
diminutive. There you go. I knew you got it. Let's see.
Man, playing these some like real classic Christmas.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Let's see. My only Yuletide desire is anterior denture work. That's a good one. My
Hello.
only Yuletide desire is
Your only Christmas
anterior
wish
denture work.
is, I don't know how, like
Denture work.
denture work, that's like teeth. But then,
At Christmas.
oh, why am I thinking about nutcrackers?
No, but you're not far off. My only Yuletide desire,
Your only
so
Christmas wish.
all I
All I want for
want
Christmas
is
is you.
no anterior denture work.
I forgot about that part.
Yes.
Want for Christmas is new teeth.
Almost is my two front teeth.
Oh, my two front
You can tell you have no white folks at Christmas in your house.
teeth.
I have heard all these Christmas carols, and you're like, does Marvin Gaye sing that?
I swear to
Oh my
God, talking
God.
about mountains. Ain't no
Right?
mountains high.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's almost 10 minutes and you definitely failed. That's okay.
Man, I'll go take a
You may
shot.
take a shot. Yes. Oh my God. That's too fucking funny. The first one that, hey, approach all you who are steadfast. Oh, come all ye faithful.
Never would guess that.
Ecstasy toward the orb is joy to the
Joy to
world.
the world. Oh my God. Ecstasy to the orb. That shit sound like some red pill, blue pill,
Pretty
19.
right. All hail the orb. That's what it definitely sounded like. Yeah, a lot of these are fucking fun. I was like, these are fun. Some of these I've never even heard. But if I said, like, embellish the corridors, deck the halls, embellish the corridors.
Damn.
So you need to watch 20 Caucasian Christmas movies. You need to at least go to three different Caucasian Christmases to hear the songs. And then
We
I
could play
think
this game.
after that, you can play this game. Then you're like,
So I need 3 years of experience around Caucasians
yes,
from the
it's a
mountains of
prerequisite.
Caucasus.
It's for the mountains of Caucasus.
Man.
Oh my God. I love that one's like senior citizen broadsided by a horned mammal. Grandma got run over
That
by a
sounds really
reindeer.
bad.
Like, yeah, right? Like
That's
horned
all he.
mammal. Oh my goodness. Okay, well, you have a shot for that one. And then I'm gonna do this one, and then we'll do the sports one, and then we're done. This one should be very simple. Very fucking simple, but you might overthink it, and I'm going to try to quiz you on. There is one answer to this quiz,
Okay.
just one. It's Final Family Feud style. I just want the top answer on the board. You have 45 seconds to give it to me. Actually, make it 20.
Yes,
20
Steve.
seconds. Yes, Steve. If you get it right, I'll take a shot. If you get it wrong, you take two shots.
Fuck. All right. I guess,
20
Steve.
seconds. 20 seconds on the clock.
All right.
Things Mariah Carey wants for Christmas. Go.
You.
You win.
I
I thought you were gonna choke on that one. I'm like, Nick Cannon? More kids? More records? Like what? Oh my goodness.
You know I
Well
get
done.
that one. A black girl sings that.
Well, I mean, but she wants so many things. Like, how would I know you're gonna get that one? Oh my God. Well done. That was a good play. I thought I was gonna trick you with that one, but that's good. Okay. Last but not least, I have NFL Christmas trivia.
Oh, fuck. Here we go.
Yes. Yes. There are only seven questions.
Okay.
You have to get five right
Okay. Oh, that's
to win
cool.
the game. Only two
That's fair.
wrong. No time on the clock. It's only seven. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. December 25, 2016. This defensive player came in the game with under 2 minutes remaining and threw a touchdown pass to Demetrius Harris to cap a 33-10 win for the Chiefs. He also became the heaviest NFL player to score a touchdown. Is it Dee Ford, Justin Houston, Dontari Poe, or Chris Jones?
Dontari Poe.
Final answer.
Final answer.
It is Dontari Poe. Congrats. Yep. Nice job.
I knew it. I was like, it's a defensive tackle. Forgot his name. Dontari Poe, that's his name. Yep.
Very nice. Okay, okay. That's one.
I remember that.
Christmas 2024. This one. This network will air an NFL game for the first time, airing two on Christmas.
Netflix.
Good job. That was an easy one.
Very easy.
Okay. Question number three. December 25, 2017, Christmas Day. In a blowout loss, this Texans wide receiver caught a three-yard touchdown pass that was regarded by many as the catch of the year. The catch ended up being the only points for Houston in a 34-6 loss to Pittsburgh. Was it DeAndre Hopkins, Nico Collins, Kiki Kuti, or Andre Johnson? Did you die?
It was 2017, right?
Correct.
Yeah, it was Kiki Kuti.
Final answer.
Final answer.
I'm sorry, it was DeAndre Hopkins. D-Hop. It's all right. You're doing okay. Two right, one wrong. Question four. Here we go. Christmas last year. In the Christmas spirit, Brock Purdy decided to gift this team four interceptions in his 33-19 loss. Was that the Seattle Seahawks, the Ravens, the Miami Dolphins, or the Green Bay Packers?
It was the Ravens.
Final answer.
Final answer.
It was the Baltimore Ravens. Very nice.
I remember that game. That's when I came on the show and I was like, Brock Purdy's trash. Brock Purdy. I remember that game. How are you going to ask me final answer or not?
I forgot about the Purdy. Brock Purdy's trash. Brock Purdy's trash. Brock Purdy's trash. Like, oh my God. You were in your whole chest with that shit. That shit was funny. Oh my God. Okay. Question five. You're doing well. Christmas Day 2022. Oh, it's going to be. Cam Akers had three rushing touchdowns. The defense had four interceptions, the last of which was returned for a touchdown and won 51-14 over the Broncos. What team was Cam Akers on?
Oh, it was, you said 2022, right?
Yes.
2022. This might trick me up, honestly.
Was it the Chiefs, the Cowboys, the Rams, or the Packers?
You said the Chiefs, the Cowboys, the Rams, or the Packers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you for being multiple choice.
I wasn't going to make a multiple choice until you started doing that.
Yeah. I was debating between the Rams and the Vikings, but it's the Rams.
You got it. Yeah. Oh, this will be fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Question six out of seven. You have two to go. You need this one.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas Day, 1971. In the longest game in NFL history, Garo Yeprimian? Let's go with your premium. Kicked a field goal to give this team a 27-24 win over the Kansas City Chiefs. Was it the Patriots, the Bills, the Oilers, or the Dolphins?
It was the Oilers.
Final answer.
Final answer.
I'm sorry, it was the Dolphins. Dolphins.
Okay.
Oh, man. So it comes down to this, the final question for all the marbles. Oh, boy. Here we go. Christmas Day 2020. This running back held six touchdowns and tied the record for touchdowns from scrimmage, which he shares with Ernie Nevers.
Go ahead, read off the names.
Is it Ezekiel Elliott, Derrick Henry, Dalvin Cook, or Alvin Kamara?
It's Alvin Kamara. I went against him in fantasy. How could I ever forget? That's why I actually didn't read off the names. I was waiting for that name. Stop fucking playing with me. I just talked about this earlier in the show. I'm glad things have come all the way back around full circle. In the circle of life. How you gonna haunt me with this?
The great thing about this is they randomize these questions. So I had no idea that was even in there. And it was the final fucking question. That I couldn't have drawn that up better. That's amazing. I love when shit lines up like that. That was not planned, folks. That was a complete... I didn't even know. I was reading the question. It didn't even occur to me that that's what you were even talking about.
We had to flashback to the beginning of the episode. Because it is Alvin Kamara.
Yes, of course it is. That's absolutely correct. And you win with that one.
Yay, finally, I win. Yay.
Yes. Retribution
because I knew
arrived.
He scored six touchdowns. I wonder how I knew that.
That's so good. Oh, my God.
It's costing me my fantasy championship. Yeah, I could have went back to back.
Oh, my goodness. Oof. It's very hard to go back to back. That's all I'm telling y'all. It's going to be all right, man. I know that haunted you, but you can give the fans your final words of the evening while you commiserate over that loss.
Man, I'm going to get real controversial here.
But
because she performed last night, I just want to give y'all a little nugget. All right. For
Oh.
those of you who don't know, who live under a rock and don't listen to hip hop music and may be from the mountains of Caucasus, Jermaine Cole, also known as J. Cole, has a song out, or had a song out, on his second album, Born Sinner, called She Knows. You know,
I know that song.
You know that song. It's a great song.
Boom,
did you know the meaning of that
boom,
song?
boom, boom,
Did
boom,
you know the
boom.
underlying meaning of that song?
No, enlighten me.
She knows.
That he's cheating?
Knows. Beyonce knows.
Ooh.
Ooh. You know how he says on the hook, he goes, I can't be what you want from me. B is Beyonce. I can't be what you want from me.
No, come on.
And then later on, he says, what she want from an N-word to put a ring on it. Who he talking about?
Come on.
He talking about B. Beyonce. That's who he talking about. And then he goes, and this is where I'm tying it. This is where I'm tying the knot.
Uh-huh.
Later on, he goes, rest in peace to Aaliyah. Rest in peace to Left Eye.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson, I'll see ya just as soon as I die. So right around the time when Beyonce was coming up with Destiny's Child, that was the time Aaliyah was really skyrocketing too.
Oh, I know. I was a humongous Aaliyah fan.
Aaliyah was the female R&B artist at that time.
Tell him. Like,
the one.
She was untouchable.
Yes.
Untouchable.
And
banger after banger.
And she died on the 25th.
Right. Like,
I forgot what month, but 25th day. I remember
tragedy.
That.
Total tragedy.
And the whereabouts of how she died and things like that were very unknown.
Yeah. Bermuda Triangle shit.
And J. Cole is saying Beyonce has something to do with that. Because as soon as she, you know, Beyonce skyrocketed up.
Mm-hmm. Boom. She filled that void very quickly.
Yes.
Of that queen bee hip hop R&B artist that is cross mainstream. Aaliyah was on the pop charts. Like, that was before Beyonce really was a thing. So,
yes.
And then you kind of go, well, look who Beyonce hung out with. And then you look at Diddy. And then you look at Tupac and Biggie. And you kind of go, I'm seeing some similarities here.
And then you look at her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband was making damn near albums with R. Kelly.
At every Diddy party there was.
And at every
Diddy
party. He's
in every picture. He's in every picture. I'm still waiting for the buzzsaw to hit.
Yep.
Jay-Z. I'm just letting y'all know. Yeah. Don't be surprised. When they put him in cuffs, I want you to come back to this episode and you can listen to me say, I told you so.
Yeah. Because
that's the one I'm still kind of just going, when are they coming for Jay-Z?
Yeah, man. He's next. That's the next guy.
I think so. I think he's a little too rich at this point. Because Diddy, he's rich, but no one's Jay-Z rich. So, like,
nah, yeah.
I feel like Jay-Z is going to take a lot longer. And again, I'm not saying he did anything. Don't you send nobody to my house. All I'm saying is, when you see every fucking photo that's out there about Diddy right now, there's one guy who's in a lot of them. Doesn't mean he's doing shit. He may not know anything, but that's my number one. Be like, ask him some questions. You know he ain't gonna say shit.
Yep.
He has many albums talking about how he's never gonna snitch, but you know. And
you know what? Speaking of him, you know there's a picture of some dude in like the 1800s that looks just like Jay-Z?
Really?
Yeah, it's scary.
I would imagine, because he's not a handsome man.
So, yeah, like lips, nose, all that shit. Fat ass lips, fat ass nose, all that shit.
That's really... Oh, God. I just pulled it up.
For real?
He looks just like him.
That is him. See, the elites, they can clone them. They've cloned themselves and they live multiple lives.
You mean this guy?
Yep.
What the fuck?
You can't tell me that ain't Jay-Z.
That's the same dude.
Yeah,
it's the same. He's even sitting like Jay-Z would sit.
Yeah.
Like, that's uncanny.
And then look at Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, see this one. Like, what the fuck is that? There's no way.
That shit crazy. That looks
the same nose.
The arch and the eyebrows and all that.
Yes. The mustache is the same. Like, that's wild. Wow. Yeah. Woo. I don't want to uncork that cookie jar yet because that seems like a lot of material involved. There might be a lot of celebrity lookalikes like that we don't know about. So,
oh yeah,
there's a conspiracy episode that you and I are still trying to cook up. That might be a fun one to dive into. I think
maybe 101.
Ooh, because we got big plans for 100, folks. In case you didn't know that, we've been talking about that shit for weeks. But in case you didn't know, make sure you come in and see us next week. Next week is episode 100, folks. All the work we put into this show is about to come to a head. We've got projects in the kitchen. We've been cooking up some shit. He mentioned some AI stuff. You might see some things next week. I have a few surprises. We have a very special guest in store. So please come back. Listen to us. In the meantime, before that, get prepped up on our old content because you don't want to miss all of our inside jokes because we got plenty of them. We even baked it into the theme song, as you hear on the intro and outro from this man. So you don't want to be missing out. Don't get that YOLO feeling. Go see us at the Bank Bro Show on YouTube, Facebook, and at gmail.com. Go see us at Bank Bro Show on Instagram. Lots of content for you to just get involved with. It doesn't matter the sports that we talk about are old at that point. It's the entertainment factor that you come back for again and again every single week. That's what we want for you. The 100th episode extravaganza is coming. I'm very excited. Fucking leave Christmas in the past and just get to the Bank Bros celebrating the next step, the next phase of this show just for you. Plenty of amazing new content coming, and we hope that you stay along with the ride and help your boys out because we're doing it for you. Why? Because we're in your city, here for you as we always are. And you can bank on it. Episode 100, Gawk Gawk.
1, 2, 3. Gawk Gawk.